The Friends of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped Spring 2011 Newsletter. Greetings to our friends from the President. The Friends of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped is a 501c3 nonprofit organization which promotes financial assistance and acts as an advocacy group for the New Jersey State Library, Talking Book, and Braille Center. We meet twice a year on the first Saturday in June and December. The next meeting will be held on Saturday, June 4th, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, followed by lunch from 12 noon to 1 p.m. at the Grace Lutheran Church, 600 New Brunswick Avenue, Perth Amboy, New Jersey, 08861. Directions are at the end of this newsletter. We alternate locations between Mercer County in December and Middlesex County in June to accommodate the northern and southern members. At our meetings, we voice our opinions concerning the direction of the Talking Book and Braille Center and learn about TBBC's new developments. We look forward to you joining us at our next meeting. For more details and to become a member, see our application in this newsletter. Our email address is friendsnjlbh@yahoo.com. We are also in the process of setting up our own website. I've always given and promoted Campbell labels to TBBC, to the library to receive the promotions. In the past, I had to struggle getting the labels off the jars or cans, and after all that trouble, I found out I ripped to shreds the barcode. Now there is an easier and better way for the library to get these labels without any hardship for me. The following is an article from the New Jersey State Library newsletter by Joyce Christensen. Quote, TBBC is always collecting Campbell labels for education. We thank so many of you who support this program regularly. Our youth services staff orders supplies for the children's summer reading program, and our deaf services coordinator orders items to use with our monthly deaf children's story hour. This program also enables any staff member to get items he or she might need here in the library in their everyday work. Campbell's also offers bonus points at certain times of the year. Right now, for every label we send in, Campbell's will double the points. Campbell's has a new program some of you might be interested in if you have access to a computer. It is elabelsforeducation.com. Here's how it works. You can electronically collect 1 point for each participating Labels for Education product purchased using your shopper card at participating stores. 1. Register. Go to elabelsforeducation.com and create your profile. Enter your shopper card number from a participating retailer, then select a school or library you would like to support. In our case, we are still NJ Library for the Blind. 2. Shop, swipe, earn. Each participating product that you purchase will earn 1 point that will automatically be credited to us. 3. Redeem. Our library will then redeem these points without you having to save or send anything in to us. Some of the stores who participate in our area are ShopRite, Safeway, Gennardi's, and Kroger. You can still clip and send in UPC labels to us, and we will get the actual face value of the label. With the e-labels, no matter what the label value is, we are just credited 1 point, but it is easier for you to do so. If you have any questions, go to their website or call Joyce Christensen at 1-800-792-8322, extension 807. Joyce can also give you a list of eligible products. Again, we thank you for your support of this program. End of quote. Since my early childhood, I have enjoyed reading books from TBBC, formerly known as NJLBH. Now I can share my reading experiences and insights with other readers in a book club held quarterly at TBBC. Recently, the library has added conference calling for those who cannot physically be at the library for the book club meetings. Since I do not live near the library, I have chosen this option. Any eligible patrons interested in the book club please contact Karen Carson at 1-800-792-8322. Spring is a season for new beginnings, and the Friends of the NJLBH hope to increase our membership and donations to benefit TBBC. As an incentive, the Friends promote a heartfelt thank you, a special donation club, for those who participate. Donors' names will be mentioned in our newsletters. A patron recently bequeathed a very generous amount to the Friends of the NJLBH. Part of this donation will be used to purchase additional cartridges and mailers for the purpose of duplicating additional copies of books provided by the National Library Service. We appreciate our friends and your support for the future of TBBC. Thank you. Elizabeth P. Doherty, President of the Friends of NJLBH. End of article. Newsletter accessibility. One of our goals as Friends officers is to provide our members with choices of media in which they can read our newsletters. As of now, the newsletter is available in large print, email, and cassette. Our newsletter can be read on Newsline and will soon be available on AudioVision. Many of you have asked if it can be recorded on a digital cartridge. Unfortunately, at this time, the Friends are unable to do so. Please use the attached membership form to advise us of your preference for receiving our newsletter or update your email address. End of article. Coming soon, Friends website. The Friends organization is in the process of developing our own website. The purpose of the website is to keep members abreast of developments concerning the Friends and the library. The website will also provide links to other valuable resources and a Q&A. The future address of the website is www.friendsnjlibraryfortheblind.org. End of article. It all started at the Fall Festival. On October 3, 2009, the New Jersey Talking Book and Braille Center, formerly the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped, sponsored a fall festival where author Mary Jane Clark was the keynote speaker. After her wonderful talk, Ms. Clark and several members of the Friends of NJLBH were talking about blindness and its ramifications. Mary Jane Clark mentioned that she would like to feature a blind character in one of her books. The group offered to give her some insights into what it was like to be blind. Since Friends secretary, Audley Lucas, was a rehabilitation teacher, the group thought it natural that she could answer Ms. Clark's questions. On January 26, 2011, NJTBBC sent Friends members an email acknowledging Mary Jane Clark's new book, To Have and to Kill, which is the first book in her Wedding Cake series. In this book, character Terry Donovan is losing her sight due to macular degeneration. In the accompanying acknowledgement, Mary Jane Clark publicly thanks Audley Lucas for the tips she had given to her regarding living with blindness. Quote, I was very humbled that an author would approach me for help with understanding blindness. Mary Jane's character didn't hide her blindness, but realized she had to adapt to her situation, stated Audley. Mary Jane Clark was extremely appreciative and more like a friend than an author. In a book talk segment with Stephen Usery, Mary Jane Clark reiterated that her visit to the NJTBBC inspired her to create the character of Terry Donovan. She stated that she had been extremely impressed by the blind people she met, the ways in which they adapted to their blindness, and their positive attitudes. According to Audley Lucas, Mary Jane Clark's depiction of Terry Donovan was very realistic, and she was flattered that Mary Jane Clark was able to use the information Audley provided to her. To Have and to Kill is available as a download at any audio retailer. End of article. A heartfelt thank you. The Friends of NJLBH would like to thank the following people for their generous donations. John Taylor, Ed Fetish, Barbara Pyrie, Francis Wilkinson and family, and especially Phyllis Clark. End of article. Directions to the June meeting. Grace Lutheran Church, 600 New Brunswick Avenue, Perth Amboy, New Jersey, 08861. Cross Street, Convery Boulevard. Take Route 1 to Route 287. Take Route 287 South Ramp to NJ 440 Interstate 95 Raritan Center, Perth Amboy. Merge onto 287 South. Continue onto 440 North. Exit onto US 9 North. Take New Brunswick Avenue exit toward Perth Amboy Fords. Turn left at County Road 616 New Brunswick Avenue. Church is at 600 New Brunswick Avenue. And that's the end of that article. And now I'll read the Friends of the Library for the Blind and Handicapped membership form and its requirements. First, they ask for your name, then your address, your city, state, and zip code. Following that is your telephone with the area code and your email address if you have one. Your preferred media format, which would be large print, tape, or email, just check them off. And yes or no, whether you are eligible for NJLBH services. And then you are to check whether it's an individual membership or a family membership. Individual member, $15. Family membership, $30. And if you're making a donation over and above your membership or just a donation by itself, there's a line that says donation and the dollar amount that you're putting in there. And then with the donation, you're asked to provide the name of the person that the donation might be in memory or in honor of. And then if it's a memorial gift that you're doing, then you send the acknowledgement for the memorial gift to, and then you provide the name, address, city, state, and zip code. And then the last line in the membership form, you can check whether or not you have made a bequest in your will to the Friends of the Library for the Blind and Handicapped. Then the last lines say this: please return this form together with your check payable to the Friends of the NJLBH, P.O. Box 434, Woodbridge, New Jersey, 07095. And that's the end of the article. And that's the end of the Friends of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped Spring 2011 newsletter.